Well, I guess the first memory is one day after it started hitting the news. I went for a drive across the Clairvaux Bridge, and I couldn't see anything, but you could absolutely smell. The whole of the air was just like sort of being in a petrol station and open the nozzle of one of the petrol pumps, and it was just heavy, heavy oil, and that was disconcerting. What was to come was much worse. For a couple of days, the oil was sort of out in the sea, and we didn't really know where it was going. But I think it was the third day, the wind changed direction, and it hit Tenby big time. And I remember waking up in the morning, going to look at the beach, and those beautiful, beautiful contours of pristine golden sands had been replaced by what appeared to be a big brown moose. And the entire North Beach was just covered in this big, brown, gloopy moose. And if you looked around the railings of the roads that overlook the North Beach, you'd just see loads and loads and loads of locals who'd come out to have a look at their glorious beach. And you were just standing there, like I was, just watching in sort of horror, really. And the town went into some sort of depression, and people would talk to each other for sure, but obviously the main topic was the oil and what was going to happen to the rest. It was almost everybody suffered the same sort of massive lump in your throat and
Yeah.
tears in your eyes. And at that stage, it hadn't even hit you about what's going to happen to our business. It was just the sheer scale of it and just the abuse of a pristine landscape by something which was completely unnatural.
Yeah.
And it was just, the tragedy of it all. Whilst it was out there and hadn't arrived on our beaches in South Pembrokeshire, there was a sort of a thought that it might go sort of back out, and it might go towards Devon and Cornwall, or it might end up on sort of Pendyne, or go off to the Gower, or whatever it was. And you didn't really wish it upon anybody else, but you certainly didn't wish it upon yourself that it would land
Yeah.
here. But once it had done that, obviously it's and after a couple of days of being in shop we more or less managed to pick ourselves up and then started working with the agencies. Well, let's put in some sort of marketing campaign so that as soon as it looks clean, even if it's not necessarily clean, but as soon as it looks clean, then we can put it in gear and bravely go out and tell the world that our beaches are safe and clean and come back. It's also interesting watching the works over a number of weeks, because these great big heavy tractors and loads of farmers came along to help with their big, well, the sort of tanks you see them full of silage, where they go spreading the muck on their fields. Loads and loads of tractors with these great tanks on trailers came down, because of course if you suck the oil in up, it's got to put it somewhere. And the tractors going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, and they'd work almost throughout the night. And some of them were these I forget what you call them, these things with great big blades, which are bulldozers, that's the one. And they were bulldozing the sand in the harbour, because that had been the natural reservoir for a lot of it.